As Jesus walked, he saw a man who was blind from birth. Rabbi, why was this man blind? His disciples asked him, was it for his own sins or that of his parents? It was not for his sins, nor for those of his parents, Jesus answered. He was born blind so that everyone would see the power of God in him. We must carry out as soon as possible the tasks that he entrusted to us. The one that sent us. Soon the night is coming when no one can work. But while I am here in the world, I am the light of the world. The Jews had a particular belief, and that belief was based on the fact that if nobody did badly because there had to be a reason why that person fell out of the favor or was doing badly or he was not doing well. So much they judged the actions of the people, taking them to a judgment to think that they had committed something bad or their parents. And because of sin of their family, perhaps they received the curse, the inheritance, or the one that has gone wrong. And that's when Jesus is walking with his disciples. He approaches a man. And I believe that Jesus does not approach that man by chance. It strikes me that this man does not approach Jesus, the most who needed a miracle. When they heard from Jesus, ran to those not mentioned that he is, approached Jesus. The Bible mentions that Jesus was approached by him. And this is the first point I want to talk to you about. Many times, we say to the people that we are looking for God, but really God is the one who approaches us. We do not approach God. And from the beginning, it was always like this. Or perhaps we think that Jesus has come to earth. It was simply an act in which God wanted man to come to him. God came to man through Christ. And do you know why he did it? He did it out of love, great love and mercy. Man did not ask for help. Sometimes we have such a hard heart that we do not ask for help. We are so self-centered, so selfish many times. How is it that we think we do not need the help of anyone, much less that of God? We were so wrong, but so great is the love of the Lord that he knows that this mistake is simply an expression of not needing help. It's simply an act of altruism, of ignorance, of ignorance. And looking a little further, he came to recover his creation. Jesus shows us an act of mercy, an act of love, an act of compassion as a reflection of his coming here on earth, the power to rescue humanity, the power to come closer to us. That's why today I could tell you, let yourself be found by God. There we find in history a blind man. But it was not that he was blind in the course of life. He was born blind. And that also reminds us of the lack of light, of truth, of vision, of life, of the true spiritual life that we need, and with which all of us who are born without it. Pitifully, because of sin, we are born separated from God. And only when we let ourselves be found by Jesus, the true opportunity comes into our life so that we can really see what the true life is. True life is not the one you are living today. True life is not that suffering for which you are going through today. Let me tell you that true life is a life that abounds in peace, in joy, in harmony. And that comes from God. That has nothing to do with what this world has sold us since we were born. Because unfortunately, since we were born, we grew up with a wrong conception of life, norms, laws, philosophies, ideas, ideologies, which has nothing to do with the design that God proposed from the beginning. Man carved his own destiny and has wrote his own design. And sadly, we only remember God to question that if he is God, because this and because that. Jesus approaches this man, a boy. All the people's eyes are on there, attentive to what Jesus is going to do. This man was blind since birth. But before to bring this man to the good news of the miracle that was going to happen, the disciples approach him and tell him, this man is a beggar. Perhaps he was in a terrible condition, and people already knew him as the blind man of the moment. The city beggar was well known to the people because every day his job was to receive alms from those who passed by there. And the disciples begin to say, we know a just God and a loving God. Therefore, we consider that this man had to have sinned, or at least his parents, to be born in that condition. And they ask Jesus, who sinned? He or his parents? The answer of Jesus was, this was not as consequences of his sin or that of his family. Jesus changed the direction or the perspective in which they were seeing the life of this man. They went to the consequences. They were focused on the cause, looking for a why this man was like this. And that is the mistake that many make today. We all fall into life. When passing a complicated circumstance, the first thing we say is because. Now nobody asks a why when it goes well, or why it has to go so well. Yes, I am so bad. That does not happen. In general, we use these words or these expressions because to me, when we go through complicated circumstances, now to focus on the why is to focus on the cause. And it's to leave what is happening to our imagination without really knowing the truth. Because since we do not know the truth, the first thing we do is bring to our minds to imagine what could be happening and draw a conclusion from a because. Conclusions that are only food of our imagination and not a truth. The imagination can deceive us. My beloved friends, the fact that we imagine something does not mean that it is so. And unfortunately, when something happens, the first thing that jumps is our imagination rather than faith. We consider ourselves good. And then comes the million-dollar question, why me? Because when others behave badly, they are far from God. Why are they doing better than me? I think that at some point we ask ourselves that question, right? We have generated those consequences. Then suddenly some will tell you, you are in sin. That is like what happened to Job. You know the story of Job, right? A man of integrity. A man whose concept of integrity, God had it well, of course. However, it's whom God uses to show his mercy and to give a great teaching to humanity. Job's friends, when they saw him in the condition he was in, with leprosy, ruined, alone, sick, what was the first thing that they said? Job, repent. It's something you did that made God angry, and now he is punishing you. And unfortunately, that is the way we see life. That is the way we see life and define the God that we have been taught in history. But simply, when we have this concept of who God is, it's because we have not really known him. And we need to go from the information we have to live the experience. We need to wake up from imagining to that God who at some point spoke to us, to know that real God who is a Father who loves us. That God who is a Father who loves us and whose vision is not to punish or condemn, but to give life, have mercy, love, give new opportunity. God does not see how we see, my beloved friends. We have an interpretation of life because of what we have learned from it. God has his interpretation because he was the one who designed it. And when we achieve God's approach to life, believe me, everything changes. This man had a concept of life due to the condition in which he found himself. He was blind from birth. He had to defend himself, learn many things from being blind, perhaps imagining a color. Was that just imagination or engage in relation to people? It was to imagine what they would be like because they could not see. I think that vision, when we talk about vision, we talk about clarity, we talk about truth, we talk about light, we talk about walking in the correct reality. When I speak to you about blindness, I am not going to talk about physical blindness. I'm going to talk about spiritual blindness. And when I talk about spiritual blindness, I am talking about lack of revelation of our life, lack of light, of not being able to see what is truly real, and being able to differentiate or discern what is good from bad. We may be calling something good because that taught us life, but I give you an example. If you grew up in a family of thieves, for you the good or the honest thing is to go out to work and your job is to steal. For you, that is going to be normal. For others, it's not. Today we move so much in a relativism, and that relative means that depending on the person will be like this, good or bad. But there is an established basis that is the Word of God. And when we lack God, obviously we lack His Word. And when we lack Him, we lack light. We are blind. We are led by what we believe we see. But we are not really seeing anything. And we will judge everything lightly and according to the actions we see in people. At this point, His disciples arrive. I know that you will heal him. But tell us, who sinned first? And Jesus diverted attention from the cause. The Bible does not say how old was this blind man, but he was already an adult. A whole life imagining what a reality will be like. A whole life imagining what people will be like. A whole life imagining. I think he no longer imagined how he would be when he saw. Perhaps he had already lost all hope, and he had already become accustomed to that life. As many of those who are listening to me at the moment had already become accustomed to what they had to live. And they say, well, this is what touched me, so let's get used to it. But it's not about getting used to it. It's not about letting yourself go through life. It's not about saying, this is what touched me. Okay, you couldn't choose, but yeah, I have to live it because it's part of God's design to take you, not to be a slave to that life, but to show you His mercy and goodness. Then move from focusing, listen to me well, from focusing on the cause of the problem, from focusing on why, to focus on the purpose. And that is why Jesus answered them. He is not like this because he or his parents sinned. He is like this because God had determined to use him as an instrument for his glory. Jesus spoke to them. No, it's like this because of consequences. Do not look at the cause. It's like this because there is a purpose. And I want to end by telling you, perhaps what is happening today in your life is reminding you and leading you to the purpose that God determined for you. which one is going to be your focus. You can never know why if you first don't understand why. You can never know why if you first don't understand why. Father, thank you for your word and for what we received today. Thank you. Today I ask you, Father, that this word touch every heart, that our eyes may be open, Lord, in this short teaching, that we stop judging what happens to us, asking why. Lord, I pray to you that you give us wisdom and we can understand the purpose so we can remain firm in the midst of the trials to emerge victorious in Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. He invites you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Just In Times. A hug and blessings.